dama, naša narodna gošća. Ona vjeruje da je muzika kao ljepilo, na vrlo lijep simboličan način prezentuje u stanju da stoji na izgled nespojivo djelovanje društvenog polja. Za svoj doprinos, ideje i inovaciju dobila je nekoliko nagrada. 2017. dobila European Union Women Innovators nagradu. Na kraju krajeva možemo je pozdraviti velikim aplauzom. S nama je Mikela Magaš.
Kreativni vizionar Mikela Magaš.
Pleasure to be here.
Thank you so
it's
much.
It's a long way up.
Yeah,
I have to applaud for a long
you
time.
You didn't jump though. I was afraid that you're going to jump as well. Though. The ladies come nice and early. How are you, first of all?
Very well, thank you. Great pleasure to be here.
Yeah, I heard that you arrived last night late in Sarajevo.
That's right, yeah. Three flights.
From which part of the world did you arrive? Northern Sweden. Northern Sweden. You had some workshops over there?
No, we're based there.
Oh, you're based there.
Yeah.
Excellent.
400 kilometers from the Arctic Circle. In a fantastic university town that has the top design school, according to the Red Dot Awards, for 6 years.
Okay, brilliant. Is it your first time here?
In Sarajevo, yes, interestingly, it is. Not in the zone, obviously, because I come from there.
Okay, great, excellent. So we just wish you to have a great presentation.
Thank you.
And so we can enjoy with the music and the purpose of the music in collaboration with the brands and advertising. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Applause to Shannon Molina.
So it's a huge honor and a privilege to be here, and I mean it. This is me at the Museum of Modern Art in New York. You may have been aware of a seminal exhibition called Concrete Utopia, which ran all of last year. This is in December. And that's me looking at a stadium that some of you may recognize. We were talking football earlier today. Does anybody know what this one is? Poljud in Split. So if anybody is into Hajduk Split, you will know about this stadium. It has been a piece of innovation that has made our lands pretty famous abroad. It's been copied throughout the world. And for about 10 years, it actually held the record for the widest curved roof structure that's unsupported by pillars. It has so much innovation in it. I could talk just about that for my whole speech. But the reason I'm showing it is it was designed by my father. And there were five projects that were at MoMA, including. It's very hard to recognize it from these drawings. This is me with the drawing, and it says here, very hard to read, Museum of People's Revolution, Sarajevo, which actually. This is what it looked like when it was built. I think we need to cut down some foliage outside. I think it needs a bit of repair, but I'm very pleased to say that this photograph, which was actually taken by my father, and I grew up with this stuff. I worked with them from the age of 10. I'm not joking. I was written into the Faculty of Civil Engineering in the IECA as a co-author at the age of 10. It's completely crazy. So this was basically in my blood. This was developed in our bathroom. We had trays with developer. For those of us who are old enough in the advertising industries and branding industries, you will know exactly what it will look like. I started by working with them on Letraset and Letratone, and we had some lovely conversations about that. That's how old I am. So basically, this is developed by my father, and I was recently asked by the Getty Foundation in Los Angeles if they could use this photograph, because I was super pleased to hear that this had been chosen for the Getty Foundation funding for the renovation. So we can be proud for so many reasons here at the moment to have such a thing. So this is why we start with a momentous occasion. And then more recently, 2 weeks ago, I think, I was in Istria
in a company called Infobip. I know that they have an office here in Sarajevo. There were some fantastic people from Infobip who were in our labs 2 weeks ago. This is their motto. It's from Mario Andretti.
I absolutely love it. I love it because only people from our lands could really stand by something like this. I love our spirit here. I love the fact that we think this is normal, right? That we don't play safe, we can't play safe, we can't afford it. And I love particularly Bosnian humor. It's one of my favorite things ever. One of my favorite films ever is No Man's Land, Nietzsche's Zemlja, for those of you who don't know the English title. And I love Bosnian humor because it goes like this, if I remember correctly, from the movie. There's a pessimist and an optimist. And a pessimist says, could have been worse. And the optimist says, could have. That's Bosnian. And that's better than Monty Python, if you ask me. I mean, it's brilliant. I mean, I think there's a coffee shop called Dolce & Gabbana in here somewhere. It's absolutely brilliant. Brilliant branding. I mean, guys, you've got the best possible starting point for branding. So this was us in Infobip, and this was a journalist from Telegram portal, which some of you may be able to follow. It's from this zone. And with the Miu gloves. And basically, this journalist, I mean, there were lots of journalists there, but this journalist decided to spend some time with us in the labs, in our innovation labs. And he got so inspired that instead of just writing a report, he actually came up with an innovative idea, which was then built by the teams during the lab. So this is a complete surprise, and this happens to us a lot. We have people like LJ Rich from BBC Click, who actually became a hacker when she joined us, and she actually realized she had really serious synesthesia, that is when you translate color into sound, or when you taste something, you hear music, etc. But she actually turned into a career. She's currently at the United Nations talking about this, doing a keynote right there. So happens to us all the time. The people who say change their minds is sort of possibly quite literally, but this is Carlos Moedas, our European Commissioner for Innovation. And this is us being asked to hack the parliament, quite literally. This is a Muse headset, and the guy holding it is a guy called Chico Teixeira, an outfit called MuArts, who combine arts and neuroscience, and they're part of our Music Tech Fest crowd, which, I'm probably one of the luckiest people around. I run a community of, I think it's 7,356 last time I looked, international creative innovators that come from all walks of life. They're absolutely amazing people. And I'm also really privileged that I am able to work at the grassroots experimentation and then feed this directly to high-level policy at the European Commission. So thanks to my work with them, I've been able to not only advise the future of research and innovation, which was this event at Parliament, but also to the G7 leaders. In the I7, Innovation 7. So in this case, Commissioner Moedas was totally up for it, for having his brain activity visualized in front of VIP audiences of Nobel laureates during question time. I always wonder what would happen if you got some American politician in that. and what would actually come out. He was fantastic, and of course he was very brave to do that. We don't get many politicians who are able to do that. And this is another politician who endorsed us, and this was in his last month of presidency. He was asked to guest edit an edition of Wired US, and he chose us as one of the future technology frontiers, and this was a complete, jaw-dropping note. Never expected it, ever. And our champion, Victoria Modesta, who's on the right. This is Victoria. She's a futurist, she's incredibly brave. She opted to have her deformed leg amputated in her teens. She opted to have to make it into a statement. It first became a fashion statement, then became a futuristic tech statement. And when our labs grew to be over 500 people creating new kinds of things, I thought, well, we need an icon, we need a person who's going to represent us. It had to be female,
It had to be someone who's not afraid of technology, someone who can challenge the music industry. We do know very well, in particularly in Britain actually, that it is incredibly male-dominated traditionally, and that women don't tend to play the same kind of roles. There are very few. I'm full of admiration for those few. I know them personally, but this is someone who is pushing the boundaries. She's now a fellow of MIT, and she's also she closed the Paralympics in London, she opened the Paralympics in Rio, and she's doing a co-show in she's in a program in America, a sci-fi series, and doing a crazy horse show next month, that's right, in June. But when she joined us as our icon, I said, well, you know, it's not about creating a leg that looks like some human leg. It was about, well, having as many limbs as you want, why not? Doing whatever you want, really. This leg here was created by Anouk Wiprecht, another fabulous member of our community, a fantastic designer, works with all the big brands, like launches Audi campaigns, Intel fellows, Swarovski stuff, most recently Cirque du Soleil. And she created a leg that creates smoke for the stage. It's enabled by sensors. So another way for the artists to express themselves on stage. And let's face it, this is about the importance of communication. When an artist presents themselves on stage, they project their personality, they project their feelings, they have many modes of expressing themselves, and hence quite costumes, the stage design, and all the rest of it. You're all familiar with it. But there are so many other ways in which people can express themselves. So in this case, we're talking about creating an image that's very much like the Marilyn Monroe image with the white dress, and the, except that this time the dress is being created by the smoke, and the outfit is carbon fiber with sensors. And this wasn't all, because what was really important for us was, how do we augment these human abilities? How can we make people grow themselves and train themselves to be more than they are, or more that they can project outwards to be? And in this case, we fitted her with the Muse headset. She was able to, through neurofeedback, train herself to control the lights on her outfit, and therefore, in her stage performance, if she felt, let's say, blue, her dress will turn blue, just to put it simply. This took a little bit of training, but it's incredible how quickly this happened. And this was another result. Now, this is a couple of girls from MIT Media Lab. Rosetta is from the MIT Media Lab documentary about us. This girl up here, she's Fanny Fazakas. She's from Hungary, from just off the road. She's currently in New York on a postgrad. She actually ended up, after some support she received from us for a project, she actually won the first National Hungarian Video Awards as a complete outsider. Fantastic talent. As you can see, lots